Hello, and welcome to SearchSMB.com's podcast on the IT security outlook for SMBs in 2007. I'm Sarah Laurie, site editor of SearchSMB.com. Joining me today is Joel Dubin, a certified computer security consultant who specializes in web and application security. He is the author of the book, The Little Black Book of Computer Security. In January 2006, Joel was named a Microsoft Most Valuable Professional, or an MVP. Hi, Joel.
Hello, Sarah.
Today, Joel is going to discuss the six key areas SMBs will need to watch in the upcoming year to keep their data secure and safe. Joel will discuss some of the highlights of his December tip featured on SearchSMB.com, which offers more detailed advice for SMBs on how to protect their data in 2007. After you listen to this podcast, check out SearchSMB.com for more articles and advice on IT security. And now I'll turn it over to Joel Dubin. Joel?
Thanks, Sarah. Information security concerns for small and medium-sized businesses will continue to grow in 2007. SMBs will no longer be able to hide behind their smaller size and greater anonymity. Hackers and other malicious users will use ever more creative ways to hunt them down, tease them out to play, and make their lives miserable. But on the flip side, SMBs will have more options as vendors downscale to cater to them, develop more products, both smaller and more flexible, to meet their needs and begin to see opportunity in this growing market segment. SMBs will need to be savvier and learn to negotiate like their larger counterparts to get good deals and attentive service. There are key six areas SMBs need to watch in 2007 to keep their data secure and safe. 1. Hackers will aim their evil sights directly on SMBs, particularly the organized criminal gangs that have already inflicted pain and havoc on large enterprises. Attacks will be targeted at specific companies. Attackers have discovered SMBs. They're still hitting larger enterprises, but now they're adding smaller companies to their hit lists. The perception is that the defenses of smaller companies, their intrusion detection systems and firewalls, aren't as sophisticated as those of larger companies and are easier to breach. Hackers also believe that with small to no security staff, SMBs are easier pickings. Besides spear phishing attacks against the websites of smaller financial institutions, there's also attempts against poorly configured Windows services and file transfer protocol and secure shell services. Attackers are doing their homework to learn more about the technical infrastructure of an SMB they're targeting. What can an SMB do? Even without a dedicated information security staff, the IT departments at SMBs can fortify their firewalls, keep their systems up to date and patched, and make sure antivirus and anti-spyware software are installed on gateways, servers, and desktops. Second, security vendors of all sizes, accustomed to only selling to large companies, will tailor their products to smaller players like SMBs. The familiar big companies in the security market, like Cisco, Symantec, Microsoft, IBM, and VeriSign, have traditionally worked with peers their size. Now they have tailor-made packages for SMBs at lower, though often still pricey, costs. Third, consolidation of IT security vendors will impact SMBs and will force SMBs to make strategic choices in their purchasing. At the same time, smaller and mid-sized security companies saw a wave of merger and acquisition activity in 2006. Expect this trend to continue in 2007. How will it affect SMBs? Make sure to think strategically and long-term in purchasing security equipment. Ask yourself a few questions before signing any contracts. Will the new company provide the same level of customer service? Will the new company continue support for the acquired product, or will it retire it? Fourth, SMBs will continue to rely on managed security service providers, or MSSPs, to outsource their information security functions. The growth in this market should be steady in 2007, continuing a trend already in process among SMBs. 5. Identity and access management issues and implementation of products will remain top of mind for SMBs, including for removable and remote devices. The key issues will be single sign-on and the management of remote and portable devices. SMBs, like their larger counterparts, may run a bunch of password-protected applications, all requiring different logons. 6. The merciless hand of government regulation, painful legislation like SOX and HIPAA, will reach down from large companies into SMBs, affecting reporting, procedures, and auditing. SMBs won't be immune from the regulatory pressures put on their big brethren. Legislation like the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, SOX, is a requirement for publicly held companies. But if you're a privately held SMB and you're servicing a public company, its auditors may want to investigate your company as well. The onus will be on you to keep records of your IT controls in tip-top shape for their auditors.
Thanks very much, Joel. I have just a couple of questions. One, can you expand a little on how SMBs should handle outsourcing their securities to MSSPs?
Sure. A couple things that an SMB should consider, just as they would with any other vendor. They should do adequate due diligence to make sure that the SMB is a solid company, has a good track record. They should get references from peers to see how they've actually implemented their programs. And secondly, the SMB has to really look within and do a very thorough risk analysis, a very thorough analysis of their staffing needs and their internal needs to determine what exactly should be outsourced and what should be kept in-house. So a lot of it is kind of a very good IT security self-examination of what your needs are.
Okay, great. And what is your impression of the new SMB-focused tools? Are they watered-down versions of enterprise tools, or are they what SMBs really need?
Right. I don't want to give the impression that the tools are somehow deficient or watered down, even though they're from big vendors. The difference is in scale, Sarah. In other words, instead of a huge application that might require a large cluster of servers, say for a large global enterprise, for an SMB, it'll be the identical product, but it'll be just something that can be installed, say, on two servers or three servers, that type of a thing. Same exact product, just smaller in scale. It'll be the same quality and it'll have the same features. It just might not scale to the extent that the larger product for the larger company.
Okay, great. Thanks, Joel. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, I think that 2007 is going to be another fun-filled, action-packed year for information security professionals. Expect more of the same issues and no abatement in attacks and other problems that will be faced on the IT security front.
Well, Joel's full piece on this topic is available online. You can also access all of Joel's security tips and other articles and features on IT security at www.searchsmb.com. Thanks for listening and have a great day.